Thank you very much for that. That's been a really inspiring final session for what for me has been another fantastically inspiring conference to be at. It's a huge privilege and pleasure for us to organize this, to bring you all together, to learn together, to spend time together. And that last session, there's so many thoughts. Some of that is stuff we do and which we need to do more of. So advocacy is something we need to think about at all levels, at the patient level, nationally, politically. What can we do to make a change? I'm going to say a little, a very brief few things to thank some people and a little bit about pathway. Some people last night were saying, what's the difference between pathway and the faculty? So we're just going to try and clarify that a bit. But first, I just want to thank a few people. I need to thank our sponsors. They're all written up behind me. So we would like to thank them. As it's always said, it couldn't happen without people giving us a bit of money. It's fantastically helpful. It's a huge thing to organize an event like this. So thanks to those sponsors. But more particularly, I then want to thank the steering group. In the room, there are a set of people who've worked with us over the last 6 months to put the program together, to try and think about the topics, the sessions, the panel, the platform. They all know who they are, so I want to thank them hugely for their help, their support in thinking of all the different speakers, in corralling the sessions together, and trying to make, I hope for you, an interesting, at least interesting, I hope, inspiring, stimulating 2 days. There's one particular person I want to thank. I'm going to ask her to stand up. It's Helen Davis, who's a colleague who did all the work. So Helen is the mastermind of all of the parallel workshop sessions, and you've no idea how complicated it is to try and put together 4x4 parallel workshop sessions and make them flow and give people different opportunities to learn and share together. So that's a huge amount of work. So thanks to Helen in particular, but thank you to the steering group. Can we give the whole steering group a round of applause? I'd also like to thank our Experts by Experience group. So Stan, perhaps Stan would like to stand up and take a round of applause. So each year we've made this bigger this year than we've ever done before. We've tried to support a group of people with lived experience from the streets and from other perspectives to come to our conference to share their views, to give us their insights and their experience. And I think that's been hugely powerful over the last 2 days. So I'd like to thank all of them for giving their experience and their expertise to colleagues to try and help make things better. So could we give, I'm not going to ask them to stand up, but could we thank them? So a very, very brief word about Pathway. So I'm the chief executive of Pathway. We're a small, perfectly formed charity formed by Aidan Halligan, 6 years ago now. Our simple charitable purpose is to transform health care and health outcomes for homeless people and other excluded groups. That's what we try and do. Our tactic is to try and get the NHS and other parts of the system to do that. So we're not interested in providing services, we're interested in trying to help others provide better services, the right services. We do this in a number of ways, like running this conference, and one of the tactics we decided the thing to do was to set up something called the Faculty for Homeless and Inclusion Health to try and drive that forward. A little bit about other work Pathway does. So lots of you will know we have Pathway teams in hospitals around the country now. We worked out that about 3,000 patients were attended to or looked after by people doing the Pathway thing in hospital last year. So that's a huge success for us because we started with one team at UCH 6 years ago. But we're doing more. We've added a whole range of other activities. So we've got a new project in London looking at putting legal advice, professional legal advice, to patients at the bedside in hospital to try and help them get better outcomes. Nigel went to Australia. We've got Pathway. We saw yesterday Pathway in Australia. Incredibly exciting, incredible testament to the work of colleagues here that people elsewhere in the world want to copy it. We've also got a couple of other new projects which we'll be telling you about more about next year. I think there was a presentation around some work on end of life. That presentation we all heard this morning about what they're doing in Ottawa, hugely inspirational. We've got a project which is trying to understand how that might work in this country. We hope to be able to take something very practical forwards from that. And we've been doing a huge amount of work on what the Americans call medical respite. How do we get some quick step down beds available for people who've got nowhere else to go as they leave hospital to try and create a bit more time, a bit more space for recovery. We've had some colleagues in Bradford have got a fabulous unit called BRIC, some of you will have heard about. We've got a couple of beds now running in a hostel in London for the UCH team, and we've got a very substantial study for South London we'll be publishing shortly, which we hope begins to raise this question for colleagues, for our London-wide commissioner colleagues, to see if we can get some better provision in London. So that's just a little flavour of the things that Pathway does. Nigel's going to tell you a little bit about the faculty. One other person I want to thank before I finish is Mark Easton, who I think has been a fantastic chair for us. He's chaired the last 3 years. I think he makes the plenary sessions incredibly engaging. He manages our speakers beautifully. So could we give Mark a round of applause? And I'm going to pass over to Nigel, who's going to tell you a bit about the future and a bit about the faculty.
Yeah, I feel a bit like the Anton Deck of Inclusion Health here, Alex and I. I was going to say Morecambe and Wise, but I thought half of you in the room wouldn't get the illusion, so I thought Anton Deck might be a bit more contemporary. So the first thing I wanted to remind you about is the faculty. That's why we're all here. If you're not already members, then please do sign up. Just inside this delegate guide is a link that you can use to sign up to the faculty. The faculty is simply a network of frontline workers in inclusion health and people with a lived experience of exclusion. And it's our network to use as we want, because we're stronger together. That's what the point of the faculty is. As well as this conference, we have regional meetings all over England. And as you've heard, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have our first Scottish meeting of the Faculty for Homeless and Inclusion Health in Edinburgh. We have special interest groups, the Faculty Interaction for Mental Health. There's an occupational therapy and a social work special interest group emerging. And the Faculty Education Committee, which again is formed from our members, is developing postgraduate interprofessional training in inclusion health. And our aspiration is that we will help to educate Jane's colleagues about what is important about the social determinants of health and how they can practically address these issues. We're working with the Royal College of Emergency Medicine following our audit just before Christmas to develop a podcast to train nurses and doctors in emergency departments about how to improve the quality of the care they give to homeless patients. And then we'll repeat that audit and close the audit cycle and try and raise the standard of care in emergency departments. We're working with the Academy of Medical Royal Colleges to develop a joint statement on inclusion health to further cement this interprofessional working. And we're working with the Association of Directors of Public Health to develop a topic group, a special interest group for directors of public health to become leaders in inclusion health and driving this agenda forward through their health and wellbeing boards and their local authorities. So the need for the work of the faculty has never been better. We're all sustained and inspired by our experts by experience who've overcome so much and still find the strength to support this work. So I'd like to conclude by thanking you all for all your hard work through the year. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for sharing your passion for inclusion health. Goodbye.